the, you know, the thing I think we wanted to, that we were talking about right there was that, as I understand it, people choose, I mean, you know, people are required on the staff to go to each of those two particular functions, the NFB and the ACB, once, and then after that.
State.
The state conventions, and then after that, people make a choice to do one, both, neither, whatever, you know, but they're exposed to it, and that's what the, that's my understanding of what.
But in all fairness, maybe somewhere in our rule or something that we can state that individual staff people cannot encourage clients to go to any particular convention. Like, if they have, if they lean more to the ACB than the NFB, they can't go, you know, say, well, I really encourage you to attend this national convention over this one, because they believe in that philosophy. Am I making myself clear?
Well, hopefully they'll present it, be presented the facts and the.
And then people will make their own informed choice. Yeah, that's.
One final comment, and then we'll leave as friends. I hope we do. But no, the commission's done extremely well with regard to the ACB and convention. We've been more than happy. A year ago, I think, was somebody from each of the commission offices across the state attended, and they attended very well last year. And through our auction, they support us financially very well, too. But nationally, it's a different story, but I don't think they've ever sent a client to the ACB and convention. I know Pearl goes just about every year, and then I don't know if anybody else went to our national convention this year.
But this year, no one else did, but last year, two had, and they're all encouraged to, if they think it works within their schedule, their work commitments, and so on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Bill.
No, that was my comment.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael, I'll take your comment, and then we need to talk about the schedule.
Thank you. I just want to make a quick point of clarification. The purpose of sending people to conventions, that is clients, is not to help them decide which organization they're going to belong to, if they want to belong to an organization. The purpose is to promote their occupational or vocational employment goal.
Both conventions have.
That's my comment. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Now, it is my Braille light has the wrong time in it, and that's how we got so far off here. It's really about 10:35, and we're supposed to be having a break from 10:30 to 10:40. The break will go until 10:45, so that we will have a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and, you know, try to.
I have 10:40 right now.
Okay, so you have 10:40 right now.
I have 10:35.
Okay,
No, 10 minutes is 10 minutes.
Okay, but we need to synchronize so that we know what we're doing. Okay, so at 10:50 by your watches, we'll come back and we'll try to get ourselves back in. I'm sorry. Oh boy.
10 minutes regardless.
40. Okay. Jen, are you ready to reconvene? Pearl?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have the water there, a bar?
Water, no.
Would you like we don't have a pitcher.
Oh.
I'd be glad to bring you a glass.
Yeah, since Ryan forced me to eat candy, now I'm thirsty.
I can refill or have someone refill.
Of course.
Oh, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, water or coffee. Dorothy, do you need more of anything?
No, thank you.
Okay, since you have the next item on the agenda, it would be a good thing if. Okay, so is the recorder thing ready?
Oh, well, he's back doing it. It's actually going.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, we're going to reconvene. If I could have your attention, please.
I guess not.
Excuse me. I'll stand up, I'll see if that works.
Thank you.
Maybe I project further. Okay, we need to be reconvening. The next item on the agenda is the public hearing process. And Dr. Van Zandt will tell us how that works, and we'll make a decision about the next step in dealing with rule.
Okay, may I first ask kind of a procedural thing? The vote to approve the hearing draft occurred before a number of comments were made and changes that you all had consensus on. May I, when we actually post the hearing draft, did you understand your vote to include those things that were discussed today?
We could move to approve the changes.
Yes, do that.
I'll move.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the changes that we agreed to by consensus here would be part of the hearing draft that we are approving that will go out to the public.
Perfect.
Is there discussion?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, your left hand.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that has happened.
Great, thank you. And would any of the board like to receive the hearing draft in a format that's not electronic? Dorothy, I could definitely send you a print copy or send it in text on the internet or put it on a disk and send. I mean,
a print copy would be appreciated, but I hope I have my problem corrected by tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll send you a print copy.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else need a different format? Okay, thank you. The next step of the process of promulgating rule is to hold a public hearing. There must be a 30-day prior notice that is published and provided to all parties involved, and there's very specific requirements for that, which we will tend to. The main things that you really need to do are determine the date of the public hearing, the date and time and location that you would like us to hold it, appoint a hearing officer, and then basically the last time we had the public hearing, it was at the same time as a board meeting, but that's not a requirement. It just worked out that way. And so since we had it that way, then the board was able to approve the final draft at the end of the hearing. But if we don't hold it in conjunction with a board meeting, then we hold the public hearing. The officer, the hearing officer, has the responsibility to report the results of that public hearing to you, the board, and then you make a final approval. And then we go through the other steps of all the Attorney General and there. I won't talk about that right now. But so basically that's what it is, and I think it makes a lot of sense to have it sooner than 3 months from now that the public hearing would be held, but it could be any date that you think makes sense, and then we'll have to have 30 days of notice.
Were to be present then for the hearing?
No, you would not have to be. You need to decide. I mean, if you wanted to do it that way, you could, but it's not a requirement.
Does anyone have any suggestions as to a public hearing date and or public hearing officer?
Well, the teleconference or video conference that we did, What was that for?
We, on our first three rules, especially the scope of services, we went above and beyond what was required by law and what most agencies do, because this was the first time that the Commission that Services for the Blind had its own official rule on scope of services. So we wanted to make sure all staff and all consumers across the state had an opportunity to see what the heck we were doing and to have input and so on. This rule is workplace policies. It certainly will be posted on the website. It'll be provided to offices, and offices can provide it to any consumers that are interested. We'll share it with the presidents of the ACB and the NFBN so that they can share with their members. I don't feel that there's a need to go beyond that.
So the public hearing aspect of it, I mean, can it be done teleconference or?
It, what most agencies do is they get a hearing room in State Office Building or the Capitol, and they have it at 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and no one comes. And, you know, I mean, we're not required to have teleconference. We just are required to have a public meeting with 30 days notice.
But then how many commissioners have to, so we need a majority?
No majority.
Oh, so the public hearing is just a separate, is just
a
public hearing.
It's completely separate, right. And one of you may be who you decide to appoint as the hearing officer, but you might appoint someone different. You could appoint a representative of the agency such as me, or you could appoint some third party.
So then the public hearing happens, and then the board has to approve the final version?
Right.
The thing that was convenient about the last time, the way we did it the last time, was that when we did it in conjunction with a meeting, we immediately after the hearing, then we were able to, since we're all there, nobody needed to report to us on what happened. We were all there and we knew that, and so we were able to do that process of approval immediately without a next step of sending it, you know, through some kind of report back to the board for approval. So
we could do the public hearing and then at the November meeting give our final vote. Is that soon enough? Or I mean, we could do a
tele.
We could have it right then, couldn't we, the public meeting?
Sure, have a public meeting.
If you're
meeting.
All there.
Mm-hmm. At the meeting?
At the next
November
board
meeting?
Oh, mm-hmm. You could wait till November.
Yeah,
yes.
We can. You know, what Pearl was saying was we could do it sooner than that if we wanted to, or we can do it then. You know, it just, it's up to us.
So if we did it sooner, then we would probably wait till November to approve it, finally?
I think that, actually, that would make some sense, because if there were some substantive changes that came out as a result of the public hearing, then that would give us time to incorporate it and get the numbering correct and make all the changes in the, you know, if it changed page numbers of sections or whatever, section numbers. That would allow some time between the public hearing to incorporate comments and then give the final to you all.
Yeah, and because we had that teleconference meeting, and that's where a lot of the changes and everything were made, by the time it got to us as far as the public hearing after that, that's why it worked, you know, as smoothly as it did, because there had already been the public hearing teleconference thing where people did make suggestions and that kind of thing, and that, so, you know. So by the time we got to the official public hearing, things were pretty much done. So that is a good point, Nancy, and we probably...
Well, I think we should do it like everybody else does. Let's have our public hearing sometime within the right notice time, and then at our November meeting we can have reacted to anything that we've heard since then and have our final vote.
I think that's right.
So then we're sent out reports then of what happened in the public meeting?
The hearing officer writes a report of the meeting and provides it to you, the board.
Okay. The only question, I'm going to be out of state September 12th through the 8th of October, and so that's kind of, so we'll get
Yeah, but I think that works, because the public hearing could happen presumably during that time, and then you will have heard, and we could have reacted and not...
Yeah, because our next meeting is until November 20th anyway, so that's when we need to all look through it and...
Yeah, and it's good if we can be there, as many of us as can be there. I mean, it's good for us to hear directly what is being said, but it is...
Well, that's what I was thinking, is being there, even by teleconference or whatever.
Well, it's like Pearl said, though, these are routine, and no one comes generally.
Although, we're not a routine sort of agency. We do have people come, and I appreciate that, and, you know, and I wouldn't ever want us to get to the point where we, you know, where we say, well, let's be like the rest of them. Part of the reason we're separate is we didn't want to be like the rest of them.
That's right. I guess I just want folks to understand that we have, you know, really gone above and beyond on things because we care about hearing what consumers think.
Well, if we had the commission, there would be people that could come.
Yeah, definitely. And I would certainly encourage that people would attend.
Okay, so when should we, if we want to have it at a time and place before our next meeting, when do we want to do that?
Well, I think we leave it to the flexibility. It would point the hearing officer and they schedule it. I mean, there's 30-day notice and availability of room and all that stuff will have to be checked out. We appoint a hearing officer, and I would nominate Barbara as the hearing officer if we have it here at the commission, and you'd most certainly probably want to come anyway, and that we authorize you to pick a time that's within, you know, that meets the 30-day notice requirement and availability of room requirement.
That's your motion?
Second.
I second that motion.
We're picking on you again, Barb.
Okay, it's been, I suppose I probably shouldn't be conducting that particular thing, so Bill?
You heard the motion. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carrie?
Jan, you got that motion. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we can do then is to work on the, you know, I would be glad for us to try to find a date right now if we know a place that is going to be available without having to go through the usual stuff that you guys have had to do to try to find a room.
Well, I do think that the conference room of the Commission for the Blind at this address over in the other building would be large enough. It, you know, we can put a lot of chairs in there, and so I think that would probably be fine. And if you decide that's good enough, then any time is going to be available. You know, we can make sure that it's available whenever, whatever date you would like to have the hearing.
Okay.
Thirty days plus down the road.
So I guess first, does that sound good to you all to have it in that room where
yes.
we had the public hearing last time? Okay. Good. So we have to have 30 days notice and then sometime before November 20th to allow us to do whatever fine-tuning we need to do. If we held it toward the end of October.
Yeah, I was looking at that, like the 30th, there is a fifth Saturday in October.
The 29th.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah,
yes, there is. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Doesn't have to be on a Saturday, does it?
No, it can be whenever you want.
It doesn't have to be, but I think more people are able to come to things if they're on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or if you had it right after work at 5 or something.
Well, that would prevent people who work that might want to come.
No, okay. Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, the 30th of October works for me. Now, that only gives 20 days after
29.
That. Is that enough?
The 29th. 30th is a Sunday. Oh, I'm in 05.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just looked at my calendar.
I don't know why I'm in 05, but I am.
I don't know.
I guess I do. Okay.
Make it as if you're older.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry. Okay, October 30th.
Now, that would give you, you know, like, 3 weeks to do anything before the 20th. Is that going to be a problem?
I don't think so. I think that ought to, I think that should work. I mean, if, we can make that work.
Back it up.
That wouldn't work for me.
That wouldn't work for you.
And I did look at the 16th, but the previous two weekends I have things, and I thought I would prefer not to do four weekends in a row. I would rather.
It's your call. Yeah.
But I also want to take into consideration the time that we leave the commission staff to do any changes that need to happen. So it's not just up to me, in my opinion. I'm a servant.
I think the changes here wouldn't be as severe to make as they were in the other, like vendors and so forth.
Right.
Since they work with it all the time anyway.
Well, and during that period of time, I will have a full-time administrative assistant. And I think 3 full working weeks will be just fine. I think that'll work.
Okay, so the 30th of October in the conference room at the headquarters, and it'll be you guys can get the notice out.
Right.
What time? Football Saturday. See.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
Well, it's just, there will probably be a football game that day. And
there's always a football game.
Bob usually keeps us, track on that. I was waiting for him to speak up if there was one.
Anybody has a schedule? Well, they shift those around so much.
Yeah, they do.
10 o'clock in the morning, and there's a 10 o'clock at night.
Does anybody here have a Nebraska football schedule? Or have it memorized yet?
We have to have our priorities.
I know the 6th is a home game, but that doesn't, against Kansas, but that doesn't, but I
that's kind of, that'd be a Wednesday.
Yeah, but Barbara has to come. That,
yeah.
Amazing. You know, it could, what we did last time was an evening, a weekday evening. It certainly could be.
Yeah, but we had absolutely no one there. And I think part of the reason may have been that. And I don't want us to, I want people to have at least the, okay.
I think if we did it at 9 o'clock that morning, then.
Yeah, we'll do it at 9 o'clock and we'll work with the people will find out just how much of a public servant I am, because if there's a football game, we'll all know what I want to be doing. But I do keep my priorities, and this is one, and I will
have a radio in the other ear.
That's right. I may do that, but I will be paying attention.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
As I recall, the actual motion was to appoint the officer and let that person work out the logistics. The board has come up with a basic, but we could, in this next week, do some checking, and if something needed to change, I think the motion that passed would allow you and I the flexibility to
change
to something a little different.
Yes, and if that's consensus, that's what we'll do. I just wanted to make it public here if we can do that, and so unless there's something really major, this is what we'll go with.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I had a request for bumping up the Friends of the Commission report.
Michael had to leave.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to do it now?
I'll do it. No,
whenever it is. Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, they had worked that out, that if he had to leave, that he would turn it over to the Friends secretary, Dr. Nyman, which is what he did. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the A report from the chairman. And I want to begin by, again, thanking Jan for coming in and doing the minutes for us. We really do appreciate that, and just goes to show that a person really doesn't know when they're completely retired or doesn't have a, you know.
You're never completely
can be
retired.
Called upon. I also want to report that I have done a couple of things, you know, that involve the commission between now, between our last meeting and now. I was the keynote speaker for the wages banquet on the 22nd of July, and I participated in the alumni bake sale on the 29th of July. There are really good things about participating in those kinds of things. It does give me a chance to touch base with people and to get to meet people and that kind of thing. And you know, as your chairman, I try to make myself available for those kinds of things. There are some things coming up that that I'm hoping to attend also and participate in. There's a technology show and tell thing, which I'm going to be one of the presenters and hope to also see whatever everybody else is bringing. That's coming up later this month on the 18th and 19th. There's also the college workshop on the 19th and 20th, and I intend to participate in part of that. and then the vending meeting that got rescheduled from June 11th because of Ronald Reagan's death and the day of mourning has been changed to the 9th of September, and I do intend to attend that as well. So those are things that I may be having some report on at the next meeting. Also, as you know, we did have the emergency meeting on the 29th of May, and we are implementing the kinds of things that we talked about at that meeting. The subjects, as you'll recall, were the email messages, discussion concerning our role as commissioners, and consideration of a mission statement and job description. And all of those things are on this agenda, and we'll be dealing with those. We did send out the statement that grew out of that meeting, and the letter of apology to Connie that grew out of that meeting. We have also continued to be working on other issues that will be coming up later, the training for boards, the communication with the Rehabilitation Services Administration, and all of those kinds of things. And so I won't report on those as part of the chairman's report, but they do come out of things that we're constantly working on. We also had several opportunities for commendation for people. When the Supervisor of the Year nominations happened, I was really impressed that all of the supervisors here wanted to nominate Pearl, and I thought that, you know, her explanation as to why she didn't submit her own name were very good, and I think that those things show what kind of staff we do have here. And you know, we as a board are responsible to hire Pearl, but she's responsible for hiring and working with everybody who's here, and that kind of thing shows that there is a good working relationship. And we do appreciate that. Also, the receipt of the $26,076 in Social Security reimbursement because Dottie Wilmot was really persistent. We appreciate that kind of thing too, because anything that brings in money to the budget is good to have happening. And just recently, within the last day or so, we had been informed by the business manager here about the exemplary work of Wes Majerus on the Nebraska Information System project, working on trying to make things accessible, going beyond the call of duty, taking things as a challenge, when things have been said to be impossible, not letting that deter him from trying to make it possible anyway. And those are the kinds of things we love to find out about, and we like to publicly recognize people who put in that kind of time and effort because of the importance of making things better for all blind people. So we really do appreciate that kind of effort too. It's also good that the Rehabilitation Services Administration approved the state plan for 05 without any revisions or corrections or anything like that. That's always good. It means that people have put in the effort up front to get the thing done well, and we do appreciate that. So I believe that's it for my report. The next item is another period of public comment. If there is public comment at this time, we're open to it. Hearing none, we'll go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the report from the executive director. Pearl?
Yes, thank you. I was making a note. All right. I won't repeat any of the things that the chairman has already covered that would have been on my report. And so I'll just try to hit some other highlights. From October 1 of 2003 to the present, using we report our client activities with the federal fiscal year, I just want you to know we've worked with 747 vocational rehabilitation clients and 704 independent living clients. We've had 56 individuals with successful employment closures, 15 with successful continued employment closures, and then in the independent living, 190 successful closures. Lot of activity as usual. The center continues to have a 70% rate of full-time clients, students achieving their employment goals. And staff updates, I wanted to also say in terms of the center, we do have the state of Pennsylvania is going to be sending a student here who will start at the end of August and attend full center training with being sponsored by Pennsylvania Rehabilitation. There were visitors in the center from Turkey this summer. Officials that are looking to improve services in their country came to see a model program. And others from other states have, it's kind of on an ongoing basis, we provide information to officials in other states in particular about what we do here and why we do it. Staff updates, Jody Sawyer left our employ, and she moved out to California to be with her mother. Michelle Nelson has been promoted to the rehab technician position, which is what Jody was in. Michelle is currently in training in the center. She will go, it's not a full staff training. She's been on board for a while as a staff assistant, but the supervisor and center supervisor have worked out a training system that's going to work well for her. Jonathan Ross did leave the commission at the end of July, and so we're working to fill his position as a program specialist and working to fill the staff assistant position that Jody was in. We do have two very excellent candidates for the program specialist and technology position. And both of those individuals are going to be here during the technology show and tell, so we'll be able to interview them, have them tour the center, and be able to observe some hands-on. They'll be doing troubleshooting and general work with the show and tell. So I think that'll be a really good timing to see actual capabilities. So we're excited about that.
So, excuse me, they haven't actually been hired, or they have been hired?
No, they're candidates. They will be interviewed on the, you know, during the show and tell college, actually the day of the college workshop, Friday the 20th of August, we'll interview them, but on the 18th and 19th, they'll be here during the show and tell and participating and showing their practical skills. So there are two candidates. We do have other candidates and we've done screening on, but two really were far and above the rest of the group. So we've decided to interview those two within the setting of the show and tell.
So they're in effect volunteering to come in during that time, is that?
Basically, yes. We are paying part of expenses for one individual. We do sometimes pay for some cost to bring an individual in to be interviewed. The other person, they're both from out of state. One person already planned to be here at that time for a family event. And so he had, in fact, already volunteered to participate in the show and tell. And then when the position opened and he applied, you know, the timing worked well. But the other individual will pay some costs to bring him in. And the other staff update, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Val Peary will finish her training next Thursday, actually. She'll attend the Lincoln District Center meeting Friday, and then she'll be in her job the Monday after that. And she's really done a great job in training. She's going to be a real asset to the commission. You talked about the Alumni Association. The Sun server, we have four of us set up to kind of pilot how that's going to work. We'll be setting up Nancy Kaufman and Val Peary soon. They have not changed their costs yet, and so we're still waiting to get a different computation before we get everybody set up on the server. But it's good to have a couple of us test out some things anyway. I did send my goals for my job for 2005 to all of you. Certainly welcome any comments or questions if you have. With regard to the vending Nebraska Business Enterprise, we have one vendor who is retiring or moving to Florida. Eliana Messer has given her notice, so we're sorry to lose her, but it does open up the Lincoln Federal Building, and that's been provided. I mean, the current vendors have been given the information that spot will be opening up, and they have an opportunity to bid on that. I have a letter from RSA that there's periodically the OSERS, the Office of Special Education and Rehabilitation Services, and OSEP. Now let me get that letter in front of me so I'm saying it correctly. Office of Special Education Programs, maybe. Anyway, periodically, those two major entities of the U.S. Department of Education do a joint review of a state or two of the transition programs. And that is going to happen this September. And the states that have been chosen are Louisiana and Nebraska. So there will be officials from Kansas City and Washington, D.C. coming in to do, and by joint review, they mean reviewing the joint rehab for the blind, the general rehab agency, and the special education program within the State Department of Education. So it's looking at education and rehab together.
So does that include children?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that's September 27th through the 30th. I will I received a print letter explaining what they would be doing and so forth, and I will scan that and send that to all of you. But it's really quite an honor to be part of that review, and it gives us a really great opportunity to showcase our programs, which are really pretty well acknowledged as one of the best in the country. So that is exciting. This next week, Karen Mosier is giving a presentation at a national transition meeting in Washington, D.C., and Carlos Servan is attending a national employment conference also in Washington, D.C. I have done a number of things, one of which was a public forum at Gehring for the Panhandle area. That was in June. Lots of other things. I've tried to hit on the major points. Barbara's talked about the different transition programs that have happened this summer, so I will do that. I'm just kind of looking at notes to see if there was anything else that I wanted to share with you. Those are the main things. Maybe I should also, as I always think of something else, I'm sorry. I think we've talked about this before, but I'll say again that Bob Deaton is heading a committee of staff from a variety of offices to take a really hard look at how we're providing services to older blind persons, the need and the population there, and the need is, as you all know, growing tremendously, and there's no way, I mean, even if all our staff did nothing but support group work, we couldn't meet the need. So clearly that isn't our only purpose, and we need to find ways to work smarter and be able to be effective but not try to meet all the needs. So they're really looking at what could we do differently, maybe some curriculum work with groups and more on a short term instead of the long term basis. That's one of the major ideas that is kind of being worked on. But I just want you to know we're taking a serious look at what we do and why we do it and how we could make things better. Thank you.
Okay, I'm curious, can we know who these people are for the technology thing, or is that something that's confidential until they're actually here or whatever?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know that there's any reason to keep it confidential. The candidates that we'll be interviewing are Shonda Jernis and Charles Black. Charles is from North Carolina. Sean is...
We know Sean, yeah. Yep, he used to be here.
Right.
Maybe he's going to come home.
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
Where's he at now?
He's in New York.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions, or try to hit the highlights?
Okay, if not, the next item is the next public comment, in case people wanted to comment on Dr. Van Zandt's report or on anything else.
And maybe they'll add something I should have reported that I left out. Feel free.
Okay, if there is no public comment at this time, we'll move on to the old business. First item is the rule update. Did we have anything on the...
Yes. Okay. We are excited, I'm sure you'll all be thrilled to know, that we have the print copies of rule. I'll pass one to you that you can pass around. They're nicely bound. They have a very attractive cover. They look very professional. It does list, the cover says Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Title 192, Nebraska Administrative Code, Chapter, whatever. each chapter is a separate book. Then the title of the chapter, the effective date for these first three was May 17th, 2004, so that's on the cover. And then there's a graphic of the state with the seal of the state of Nebraska, and it says State of Nebraska, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, empowering blind individuals, promoting opportunities, and building belief in the blind. So it's they're real. And we have had printed, I believe, 100 copies of each. We need to distribute these to the RSA's regional office, to the some other entities around here that need to have copies. We'll be putting some copies in each office, but then we'll be keeping the extra store here in Lincoln and so that anybody can access this when they need it. And of course, it's on the website and all of that. But having the print ones is a step of the official process. We're required to have these available for people. And it's kind of amazing, but even after all of the people that have poured through these things, we actually found some errors. So we are